views and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFER Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFERradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK. That is 907-458-8255. And this morning, a nice guest is calling in, Harmony Tomaszewski. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you for letting me call in and speak. This is Harmony Tomaszewski, and great to be able to talk with you today.
I apologize for the mispronunciation. It's Shevsky. You're a chef.
Almost. I'm not as good as you. I know you and food.
I'm not a chef, but I enjoy cooking, and what the heck. So, hey, you're running for State House. That's great. In District 34. Let's explore your background a little bit. Tell us about yourself.
Well, yeah, thanks. I did put in my name for state rep for District 34, which, as you may know, includes Farmers Loop, Fox, Steel Creek, Gina Hot Springs, Scoops Out to Salcha. So I'm very excited about that. I've been here in Fairbanks for, I don't know, since the early 80s. So quite a while.
But, yeah. You know, a millennia ago. Yes, yeah. A millennia ago.
Yes. And as you know, I'm married to Frank. We've been married 31 years, have five kids, very proud of my children. They're doing so great. My oldest just graduated from physician's assistant school, and he signed up with the Army.
So wow. Good for him. Yeah.
Yeah, we're very excited, and all of our children have been doing things here. My third son just graduated from UAF this last May. Such proud moments, you know. So that's been good. I've had a business here in Fairbanks for about 25 years, had an electrical contracting company. And so I've done the bookkeeping for that, the scheduling, all the paperwork, the contracts, pretty much, you know, sign my name on the check, on the payroll.
Making sure people get paid.
Yes, that's important. It's important to run a business well. And then more recently, since 2012, we've had a birch syrup company, and that was a lot of fun. That's been something unique. I don't know, when we first started with our birch syrup company, no one even knew what birch syrup was.
Yeah.
Or that it was possible. So, yeah, it was great opportunity to do a lot of research and education and just start a whole enterprise from scratch and create a demand for it. So I love that part, the kind of, you know, the research and the development, talking to people and having them try. We developed our own recipes. Getting that feedback and modifying it, that was its most exciting part, is figuring out how to make these things happen and how to do it successfully.
Good for you. Good for you. And you're looking at running for State House and bringing that background of knowledge and involvement to your colleagues and who you represent.
Yeah, I think that having that financial background, understanding a business and how it works and how to respond, how to listen to customers and to people, is really important. I think being a legislator is about listening and talking and serving your community. So I think it's going to translate well.
You know, now I have to ask you the personal question.
Okay.
You're running for state house. What's one of your passions? That you, we all run for a reason. What's one of your passions for running?
I have a couple of passions for running. And one of them is I have a friend, and she, her family, you know, this spring, they got an electrical bill that was over $1,200. And it was just, it was so big. It was so hard for her family. Her husband is looking at options at jobs outside of the state. And that's a horrible thing. We want these families to stay here. We want our kids to grow up and stay here and do well. We've got this out-migration in Alaska, and people keep leaving. And Alaska is amazing. Fairbanks is wonderful. I want my kids to stay here and be successful and be a part of the community. And so energy, affordable energy, is very important to me. I was on the member advisory committee to Golden Valley for many years, and I advocated for cheaper energy and for solutions that would help us. You know, there's things that we could have done that would just make small amounts to make it easier. And sometimes even saving $10, $20, those little bits, it adds up.
Yes, it does.
So I want that gas line. I want us to have affordable energy. I want us to have the Dixon Divergent Hydro from Bradley Lake is our cheapest source of energy. I want us to increase that power output, our transmission lines. So being able for every family to be able to afford to live here is so important. As you know, we have the highest utility rates in the whole state here in Fairbanks.
Yeah, this... I haven't opened it up yet. I got a new electric bill, and I haven't opened it up yet. I'll open up on Monday. I don't want to ruin my weekend.
Don't do it.
I know.
Don't do it. Just leave it there.
Yeah. Monday morning blues, literally.
Oh, man. I haven't opened mine either. I know it's going to be increased. We're all seeing increase. They told us that. And we need electric. That's part of life here. So we've got to have practical steps and solutions, and the state can be a part of that solution with the transmission lines. Right now, we have all this different sizing, and we have line loss because of that. So we're paying for power that we're not getting. There are little things that we can be doing that would be important to every one of us here in Fairbanks.
Very true. Harmony, we're going to take a commercial break, okay? So stay on the line. Fairbanks, you're listening to KFAR Radio. I have Harmony Tomaszewski on the radio here with me. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Our national parks didn't just happen. They were imagined by those who saw beyond their time. The trailblazers, the bold. They stood on the edges of canyons, walked through history, and understood that these places need us just as much as we need them. Now it's up to us. Join the National Park Foundation to ensure what's all of ours is here forever. Donate at nationalparks.org/trailblazers.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
We're here with Justin Prox of The Prospector, and you see a lot of anglers getting geared up for halibut. And I think some of them you might run into as they come back after their trip. So what are you hearing from the halibut anglers on what's working in terms of gear?
Well, I mean, always scent. A lot of scent in the water is better than less scent in the water. So we like to go out, and everyone I try and tell to put a lot of scent in the water. That's fishing double circle hook rigs, typically 2 16-knot circle hook rigs on each pole, and you can fish a pole per person. And then I'll tell people to take some carcasses from the fillet tables and you know, go run those down with a lead on a pole with no hook on it. And if that starts getting nibbled on, pull it back up. Or if you want to fish a whole carcass on a 20-aught circle hook, you absolutely can. You just know that you're only going to hook a real big one if you do.
In some hot areas that anglers are finding fish right now.
Yeah, Knoll's Head has been producing really well in the very early part of the season. That gets long-lined pretty heavily, but the fish are starting to fill back in. And that's been a real popular spot the last few weeks, and I would expect that to continue on.
Coming to Valdez? Stay at Valdez RV Park. These TripAdvisor reviews tell you all you need to know.
Each site was clearly labeled, ground was graded well, and it's so close to the harbor.
Owners are friendly and accommodating, and the laundry, shower, and bathrooms were very clean. They even had s'mores at the fire pit.
Visit ValdezRVPark.com today.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 79. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of rain showers. Lows level off around 55. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Harmony Tomaszewski on the radio with me here. Harmony, how you doing?
Great. Thank you for allowing me to call in and talk a little bit.
Yeah, now you're on a bold adventure.
But what better way to just have a continuation of service? You know, I love Fairbanks. I love the people here. Raised my children here. And you just want to give back. You see things that you can fix, and you just have to step up and say, I'm going to do my part.
There you go. So tell me about your campaign and your strategy and outreach and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, well, people have been great. I'm going out and knocking doors almost every day and talking to people, asking them what's important to them and what they are feeling about the state, how it affects them, what they are hoping to see in their future. And it's been so encouraging to talk to people. I think the biggest response is the energy, being able to afford to live here. Probably the next response is our schools. We need strong schools. We want our kids to be proficient. We want them to be learning. So I've talked to quite a few teachers, and I love talking to the teachers and finding out ideas of how we can get that funding to the classroom, of how the state could do better and support education. As you know, my kids, they've done public school, they did private school, and I'm a homeschool mom.
Yeah.
And so I love the opportunity for us to do what is best for our children, for the way that they learn, and for the parents to get involved and help and encourage that is just so powerful.
You know, here's a thought for you. If elected,
yes.
I'd walk into the school district, and I'd say, I want to see a plan in the next year. I want to see a plan. What's your plan to bring students back into the buildings? Because that's where you get your revenue from. That's majority of your revenue. That's the way it's set. If you want more revenue, bring students back into the buildings. So how are you going to do it? And being a homeschool mom, you would know if they're going to be teaching right or not.
Right.
Just a thought.
Well, I just called up Luke Meinert. I'm going to say his name wrong. I apologize.
Luke Meinert?
Asked him, Meinert.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. To find out how we could establish a fund or work with the chamber to support the teachers in the classroom so they're not spending their own money on supplies. I think there are a lot of ideas, and if we're listening to the teachers and the parents and working together, we can do some good things. So I think that's great.
Very true.
I was on the school curriculum board for a couple years and getting involved because I think every one of us has a responsibility to our community. We need to get involved and we need to see how we can help and make it better, which if I can do a plug, I've been a part of Guys Read, for the last, I don't know how many years as well. And you go into the public schools and read books in the library, and it's so much fun and so encouraging, and you get to read to these kids. But this program has openings. They need more volunteers of people getting involved. So hopefully someone listening will say, I could go read. I could go be a part of making things better. I could be a solution.
There you go. Well, what are some of the upcoming events you're going to be at and going to?
Well, I'm going to be at the Salcha Fair. It's this Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock, I believe 10 to 5.
We're in the fair mode already.
It's gorgeous out.
It is.
To get to those fairs and do things and enjoy the sun. And then, of course, 4th of July, I'm going to be there at the parade. If anyone would like to come walk with me, I would love to have you come and walk. And
there's a 4th of July parade?
There is in North Pole.
Okay.
Probably 20-some years.
Yeah, that's right next to your district there. You're going to have a lot of your district people there. I was thinking Fairbanks, you know, but Esther and North Pole have their parades. That's right.
Yes. And then, of course, Two Rivers has the community potluck. We've been going out there for years. That is so special, too, because it's a potluck in a community, and you get to know people's names and talk and visit. And they have some Scottish Highland games. They have amazing activities for the kids. They put in so much work putting it together, and it really shows.
Is that located at the Grange Hall?
No, that is at the community center.
Community center, okay.
So keep on going past the Grange Hall. There's the gas station, and you turn right, and you'll see the baseball field.
Yeah.
And they're doing caber tosses. I don't do that, but I did throw the rolling pin. They had those games. That was pretty fun. I don't know. I'm terrible aim. Nobody needs to worry.
Oh, boy. You know, Two Rivers is such a neat community.
Yes. They had a dessert social last month, and we brought out games, played games, visited, had dessert. Let me tell you, you should have been there. The desserts out there, I wanted everything. It was so good. It looked amazing and tasted phenomenal.
You know, just looking at it, I probably would have gained 3 or 4 pounds, which is cool.
Well, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Sometimes...
Which one was your favorite? We're gonna call you out. Which one was your favorite dessert? Come on.
So, I like them all. Frankly, I like sugar. That's just the way it is. But there was one dessert there. It was so funny. It was a deconstructed lemon meringue. And what happened, I talked to her, and she was making a lemon meringue pie, and it just didn't quite set the way she was hoping. So she ended up putting it in this bowl, and it just kind of, it was deconstructed at that point, but it tasted so good. It was amazing.
Wow.
So it was worth every bite.
Remember the pies we used to get at Jeffrey's?
Oh my goodness, that was quite some time ago. I used to be one of those, like, midnight people going and getting fries with mayonnaise and ketchup.
Yeah.
Did anyone else ever do that?
Well, I not mayonnaise, but ketchup. Yeah, they had great fries. And you know, for holiday, I'd always, like, order the pie and go pick up the pie. And wherever I was going for the holiday, here's my contribution to Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever it is. And how can you never love a pie from Jeffrey's?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, the Hilltop had the best pies. And now the Hilltop pie guy is coming to town and selling pies. So I haven't got it yet, but I'm very excited.
Yeah, you got to tell me how to find this traveling Wilbury.
Only after I get mine first.
That deal.
Yes.
Oh boy.
It is good.
You have gonna have any fundraisers here?
I am. I'm looking at organizing one on July 11th. that evening, so I would love for people to attend. That would be great. I'm definitely asking for your support. I'm asking for your vote. And my website is harmonyforalaska.com. So I have information on there. And then, of course, it also goes to my Facebook page that I'm updating. If you'll see on my Facebook post, I've been busy putting up signs all over town. So if you see a sign, take a selfie with it and comment on my Facebook. I'd love to see if you've seen them.
Yeah, and where's your fundraiser going to be?
Well, I'm finalizing that detail, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how all of a sudden you got to put stuff like that together, and you're in your life going, I used to have wonderful summers with things to do now on my personal time, and now I'm running for an office, and I got to kick this up now. I got 4 months left, and it's summer, and volunteers, and walking, and knocking on doors, and endorsements, yeah. and you know, what do I want to do, and how do I want to do it? And but good for you. Good for, you know, I don't care what political party you're in. Harmony, you took a step into the fray for a political office, and those are never an easy decision. It's a tough decision. So I commend you for doing it. I really do.
Thank you. I would just like to help our community. I want to listen. I want to represent my district's values. And I want to advocate for them.
Your district has some pretty good values. I mean, if you look at your district, you know, it's from the cross reference of, if not Fairbanks, if not Alaska, if not America. You got farming communities, business communities, families, schools that have been repurposed from regular schools to charter schools. You have places that have ample fishing and hunting areas. I mean, your area is a cross-reference of Alaska, you know, per se, better than any district I think there is, because it includes every type of Alaskan, if not Fairbanksan, if not American.
I love my area. I love the area that I live in. I love the people. I think we chose amazing spot to live in, and our district is fabulous. The agriculture, the farms that we have out on Chena Hot Springs, Summit Isles, it's just, it's amazing. It's vital to our community.
Yeah.
You know, that it's important, yeah. And I am a Republican, and so those values, you know, are on the Republican website. If you go and read what an Alaska Republican is, we have our statement there, and I think it's the values of our community.
We got about a minute left. How do you want to end it?
Well, don't forget to vote for Harmony Tomaszewski. Please vote for me. Please support me. Please.
How many people are on the primary ballot that you know of?
For District 34?
Yeah.
It is myself, Harmony Tomaszewski, as a Republican. And then there is one other person that is running as an independent, but is a Democrat value independent candidate, is what the post has said.
Yeah, in your area, Democrat's not going to get elected. Simple as that. Okay.
We have different set of values, but I am very excited in representing conservative ideals and people and putting people first. I think that's what it's really about, talking to constituents and finding out what matters and how we can help.
Harmony, thank you for taking the time and letting me talk with you on the air. You have a great weekend. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. We're going to have a little bit of Genesis Land of Confusion bumper. Got some Fox News, state news, commercials, and weather, and we will be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Federal prosecutors say they will retry the man accused of starting the 2025 Palisades fire in Los Angeles after a mistrial was declared. The jury said it cannot agree on a verdict.
If you buy into the prosecution case, the fire was intentionally set. They have cell phone data and video that puts Jonathan Rinderknecht at the ignition point of the fire. Now, how does that juror suddenly buy the defense version? If Rinderknecht was guilty, why would he call 911 16 times, then wait around for cops to question him?
Fox's William LaJeunesse. Iran on notice after launching drones at cargo ships in the Strait of Hormuz.
In a social media post, the president writes, obviously, this is a foolish violation of our ceasefire agreement.
That is Fox's Jared Halpern reporting. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchorage Daily News reports a 31-year-old Anchorage man died last weekend while in custody at the Anchorage jail, authorities said Thursday. Brandon Wright was on a video visitation on Sunday when he collapsed around 7:15 p.m., Alaska State Troopers said in an online statement. Jail staff began medical care and Wright was taken to a hospital, troopers said. He was pronounced dead just after 9 p.m., according to the Alaska Department of Corrections. Wright had been taken into custody 4 days earlier on June 17th, correction officials said. He was sentenced on charges of third-degree assault, criminal trespass, criminal mischief, and probation violations. An investigation into his death continues, but foul play is not suspected at this time, troopers have said. The state medical examiner office will conduct an autopsy. Wright is the fourth person to die while in state custody this year, according to the corrections department. And finally, from all of us here at the news desk, have a wonderful weekend and get out there and enjoy Alaska.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Lotto Alaska presents Crazy Train, the Aussie Experience. Saturday, July 18th, outdoors at the Spur, featuring Aussie's biggest hits.
Mama, I'm coming home.
Don't miss this captivating show unlike any other, joining Aussie's timeless catalog with staggering dedication to detail. You have to hear it and see it to believe it. Crazy Train, the Aussie Experience. This show will blow your mind. The ultimate Osborne anthems, featuring timeless soaring guitar riffs and vocals. Relive Aussie, Saturday, July 18th, outdoors in the Spur parking lot. Doors open at 5 for VIP, 5:30 general admission. Presented by Lotto Alaska and brought to you by Pagoda Restaurant. This is an outdoor all-ages show. Get your tickets now at aktickets.com.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Whew. Oh, man, I'm out of breath. Hey, Fairbanks, Les Nichols with Fairbanks Nissan. Man, we've been busy like a spring bee. You might have noticed our lot's been a little bit empty lately. We sold out of the 8-passenger Pathfinders and Armadas and almost sold out of the Frontiers, all-wheel drive Kicks, and Nissan Rogues. Of course, it's not that surprising since the last J.D. Power study on initial quality says Nissan has the highest initial quality out of all non-luxury brands. And they're super affordable. And NEMAC has special interest rates. Hey, but never fear, summertime inventory is rolling in right now. So if you want first pick on Nissan's best stuff, come see us today. Oh, and Shorty, our used car manager, has been trying to buy up every car he can get his hands on, and he is not slowing down. We need to buy 46 quality used cars before the end of this month. So if you want to get the most out of your old ride, bring it down to Fairbanks Nissan right now. You'll find out why we're not just the best place to buy your car, we're the best place to sell your old ride too. See all the new rides springing up online at FairbanksNissan.com. That's FairbanksNissan.com.
Credit and NEMAC special interest rates require bank approval. See dealer for details.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prus in the studio here with just us for the remainder of the show. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255 if you want to discuss anything that's on your mind. It's going to get interesting over the next few days to see what the Superior Court does with the two Dans that are running. Oral arguments were given yesterday. Each side sounds like they got about a half hour. And the other, it's funny, the person who Dan whatever Sullivan, the new Dan, not the New Deal, but the new Dan, he is saying that there is no integrity aspect to running. The state constitution does not look at integrity. So, you know, sort of interesting there, but what the heck. Is your reason for running to get elected or cause disruption so someone else doesn't get elected? And that's what State of Alaska Division of Elections determined. And then you had the suit happened. And so we'll see where it goes. We might have two Dans on the show. It'd be great to get both Dans in the studio here at the same time. Dan versus Dan. The real Dan and the new Dan. But anyway, so that's happening. That's going to come out. So be looking at your Sunday paper or Monday or Tuesday and see what's happened out there. And you never know. Stranger things have happened. They might say, you got to let them on. Or they might say, nope, this was totally an aspect of just trying to confuse voters and make sure a Democrat gets elected. And this, the funny part about it is, I've never seen so many Democrats trying to get a Republican on the ballot. et tu, Brute? But anyway, so we'll see what happens. And we're going into July now, and July is the fundraising month for local candidates. That's when it really starts. The races are set. Who's running? Who's not running? District 35 has two people, Jeff Rentzel, a very fine person, and Ashley Carrick, the incumbent. District 34, you just heard from Harmony Tomaszewski, Republican. Then you have Jo Beth Cottle. She ran last time. And she ran last time as a Republican. Now she's running as an independent. I don't know exactly what her bona fides are of her political theory or thoughts, but Joy Beth is running in a hard district to get elected to if you're not a well-known Republican. District 33, that has, you have Mike Prox running. And then also, I forget her name. She was on the borough assembly, Barbara Haney, I'm sorry. And those two are running. So District 33 has not had a race in a long time. So Mike Prox has never ran an election race, and Barbara Haney has ran two. So, and it's North Pole. And no offense, North Pole, but sometimes you guys do strange things out there. Yeah, just the way it is. We do strange things here in Fairbanks, too, but Esther, you really do strange things. So anyway. And then District 32, Will Stapp is running unopposed. Seth Church put his name in the hat and has removed himself, so I believe Will Stapp is running unopposed. And then you have in District 31, you have the incumbent Maxine Dibert going against Amy Moore. Amy was born and raised here, a very, very fine person. And that should be a good race. I'm looking forward to seeing that one. Amy's dad was a second father to me, Paul DeRocher. Taught me how to hunt, went sheep hunting with him a number of times, and just always a very good friend of my dad's, and just always stopped over at the house and took an interest in me. And, you know, when a person teaches you how to sheep hunt, that's packing it in, we'll call it. We'll call it packing it in. So anyway, those are the races. Then, the mother of them all, 20 people running for election. Oh, and there's only like 1 month and about 20, 23 days until the primary. And Oh man, you talk about this is what ranked choice voting does right here. You have a guy jumping in who's never done anything before. He looks more like a Democrat named Dan Sullivan. He jumps in to be on the Republican ticket to confuse people, I believe, to vote for whichever Dan Sullivan that you can think of that day. You have 20 people running for governor. And boy, you know, now that the lineup is set, you know, what's going to happen to Tom Begich and the gentleman Christ out of Sitka with Governor Walker jumping in? You know, is he going to take votes away from them? You know, simple as that. In the beginning, you had Bernadette Williams doing very well. Has she faded? Is she still there? And so what the heck? You know, Click Bishop. Click is very strong in the interior, very strong in the Native community, very strong in labor. Does the Walker candidacy hurt Click? You know, there's so many different tide poles, I guess we could call it, in this race. And so that's why I always try and say, if I'm having a lotto, whenever anyone comes on this show, if I'm having a lotto, name the top four, 1, 2, 3, and 4 in order. And some people just don't want to do it because they have a lot of friends that are running, and they don't want to do that. And I can understand that. There's someone like me, God, you know, what week is it? What's going on? What's this wave? What's this flavor like? And so, let's see. If I was going to do it today, let's throw the boy. With Walker jumping in, what does that do for the Tom Begich campaign? Now, Tom Begich, from the beginning, he was the only Democrat, or the only main Democrat. And most people don't know Tom Begich, retired state senator, never did anything, but he's got the name of Nick Begich and the previous Begich that was a mayor of Anchorage. And a state senator, a U.S. senator. So hold on, we're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Randy, what are you up to?
I don't know all the rules for how they can list names, but I wonder if they can, in a situation like this where you have two people with the same name, I wonder if they can add a little something to one candidate that says incumbent and to the other Dan Sullivan that says challenger, something to clarify. I wonder if they're able to do that.
My thought would be, they looked at how they signed up, and the way the names were versus what they're on their, say, their dividend or their voter profile. The gentleman out of Petersburg change his middle initials basically to match Dan Sullivan. So that's going to get interesting. But I don't know if the Division of Elections can do anything other than put the full name, the middle initial, and Republican. That's probably about it.
For instance, what if he had two people with the exact same middle initials, Joe Blow, Joe W. Blow, or something, and they'd have to come up with something to differentiate them. They could put one Sitka, the other from wherever he's from, or something to... You'd have to have some way of differentiating the two. There must be some provision in their regulations, something like that.
Okay.
Remote as it is.
There you go. Yeah. What the heck? Well.
Okay.
So which Dan Sullivan are you going to vote for if you voted for a Dan Sullivan? Because in ranked choice voting, in the primary, you only get one.
I'm going to vote for the pro-freedom one. I don't know the policies of the Sitka one, but I know that the incumbent is pro-freedom, pro-America, pro-liberty, pro-free enterprise. That's the one I want.
How can you differentiate? If you look at the ballot, what are you looking for a factor to differentiate the one between the one you just described and the one from Sitka?
Well, I have to make sure, since they do have different middle initials, I have to make sure I get the right middle initial down, because I sure don't want to make
Daniel S. Sullivan. Yeah. is the well, that's what, yeah.
What is the incumbent?
Daniel S. Sullivan.
Real Dan Sullivan. What's his middle initial?
S as in yeah.
S as in Superman. Okay.
What do you got planned for the weekend?
Oh, just reading some books and things like that.
Okay.
Reading some things.
Well, I'm going to be cooking down at the Elks this tonight, tacos, all you can eat tacos with some Spanish rice and some of my famous Dave's Cowboy beans. And if you want to come down and eat, it's $20 and all you can eat and starts at 6 o'clock.
Well, that sounds like a tasty affair. Very good.
Yeah, what the heck. Okay, buddy, you have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. Bye. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFR Radio. We'll be back after all of these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's almost illegal to have out-of-town guests or family in the summer and not take them to Chino Hot Springs Resort. Hiking, fishing, four-wheeling, horseback riding, and more. Plus amazing food, fantastic tours, and of course, you gotta soak under the midnight sun and the healing waters of the hot springs. These are your hot springs, Fairbanks, so share them this summer with family and friends. Book your stay now or just swing out for the day at Chino Hot Springs Resort. Book your relaxing stay now online at ChinoHotSprings.com.
The northernmost rodeo in America, brought to you by Gene's Chrysler Dodge Ram, is coming to Fairbanks for the toughest show on dirt. Feel the adrenaline surge as cowboys and cowgirls from all over the Northwest compete for the gold buckle right here in the Golden Heart City of Fairbanks. Witness heart-pounding action with bull riding, barrel racing, team roping, shoot dogging, and more. Gates open at 3 p.m. on Saturday, July 11th, and noon on Sunday, July 12th. It might be a little dust on the bottom. Saturday after the rodeo action, Credit Union One welcomes David Lee Murphy performing live with special guests at Ken Peltier Band. Right. Get your tickets now at RodeoAlaska.com or stop by your Fred Meyer stores and save $2 off. Kids 6 and under free. It's an epic weekend filled with exhilarating rides, incredible music, food vendors, carnival rides, and more. Thanks to our partners, Interior Mobile Welding, Glacier Garage, and Mr. D's Pest Control.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 79. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows around 55. Tonight, chance of rain showers. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 71. Cloudy skies expected. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here. Nothing on the agenda per se. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Call in with a thought or a topic. Now, I'm going to be cooking tonight, and the tacos I'm making at the Elks are carne asada, and I'm doing that with some very good flat iron steak. Then I've got Ted Jones from the Frozen Smoke Barbecue. He's smoking me up a nice pork butt, so we're going to have pulled pork and carne asada tacos. Then I'm making up my famous cowboy beans. But also, I'm going to make it, if you want, the cowboy bean Frito pie. I'll have some Fritos there to put the bean over. And then some Spanish rice. So, what the heck? It should be fun. Hopefully, it stays sunny out. and $20. And, you know, membership has its privileges, and Elks is a very fine organization. And hopefully, if you're not a member, drop by and take a look at the facilities and think about joining the membership there. I'm also a member of the Moose, and I enjoy that. I'm also a member of the Pioneers, and I enjoy that. So what the heck? And kudos to the Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing Services. I'm a member of that. I'm on the board. And we're working with Cynthia Parker, who was one of the original founders of Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing Services, to reclaim, I guess we could call it, the parking garage that was State of Alaska, then University of Alaska. Then it was acquired by Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. I'm on that board. and Cynthia Parker, she put in Alaska Housing, we put out a request for a proposal for people, what they would do with it if they wanted to acquire it and what they would do. And Cynthia Parker had the best proposal and create housing out of it. Now, what will happen is Cynthia Parker with that group, they this is what they do. It's not Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing who's acquiring this, as you saw in the paper today, but Cynthia Parker and her housing group for low-income, moderate-income, senior housing, they're looking at redeveloping it with the 20 units in there. Then Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing Services, we will manage the property. And we probably manage the property management for governmental housing. We probably do it the best. I mean, we're on it. We get, my goodness, about 8 audits a year with all the public funds that we get from federal, HUD, Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. We spend probably 15% of our net revenue or gross revenue on audit preparation, you know, with the different aspects that have to happen. I mean, it's just, we're always audited. So I'm looking at all these financially fraudulent entities out there that took this and took that, and, you know, weren't they ever audited? And, you know, there's one thing about a financial crime. You can cover it up for a while, but, you know, they have forensic auditors that just live to find something like that. So when you do something financial, it's trackable. It's accountable. It's, you know, you can audit it. And I always tell people, you know, especially when I was in government, whatever we're doing, we're doing it right. And you bring in an auditor to show you how to do it more right and better. And don't ever fear an audit unless you've done something criminal, because an audit will make you better. And when I was mayor, we had a changeover of ownership from the accounting firm we had to new owners of it. And so we got, you know, we didn't lose our audit place, so to speak, but we got new younger auditors. And they asked different questions and they looked at things in a different way than our finance department was used to. It was great seeing them, what, you want what? You know, but a different set of eyes was looking at it. All came out great. Don't fear an audit unless there's a reason for you to fear an audit. Simple as that. So, but that's Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing. We're going to be doing that. And Alaska Housing, they do some great things here. We're opening up some more moderate income housing facilities for people there off Wilson and about 24th Avenue right in there, and 40 units. So very, very nice facility, But tomorrow you have the farmer's market open. Go there. And every time I go down College Road and I go by Hot Licks, I mean, there's a crowd there. I mean, there's just a big crowd there. And good for them. I mean, just a big crowd. It's summer. And sadly, we're going to start going into July and first third of our summer coming to a close. And next weekend is 4th of July. Next Saturday is the 4th of July. And my mom was born on the 4th of July, so I always take that day a little bit more than most. Most people think it's our 250th birthday of our nation, and, well, it's also my mom's birthday, so what the heck. So, but what are you going to do? What's on your plans for next week? Emily and I were going to go to Talkeetna, take the dogs down there, just run around the Talkeetna area for a few days, enjoy ourselves. We're going to enjoy the 49th State Brewery for a little bit, have something to eat there on the way down. Go by Glitter Gulch and look at all the the shopping you don't need to do. Oh, yeah. Then we'll hit where we're going to stay, which is above the Princess Lodge. That's way down there near the Sitna River. And then on July 4th, we're going to head into Talkeetna and just check out the town. And maybe they've got a lot of great celebrations going on. Maybe they've got a parade. But we're all going to enjoy ourselves next Saturday. It's 4th of July. Hey, Esther, they have their parade. You have North Pole with their parade. Two different types of parades. I've been to both. I've enjoyed both of them. And what's neat about both of them is at the end, there's a community barbecue. I mean, man. You know, Esther has a big one. North Pole has a big one. It says, guess what? You know, you have a lot of great people at both of them. So that's always enjoyable. And again, as Harmony said, out there in the Two Rivers, they're having a meet and greet, whatever you want to call it, there at the community center. And great community out there, great community. And that's a neat thing about Fairbanks, the area. I'm a townie. But hey, Salcha has its own community. Two Rivers has its own community. North Pole has its own community. Esther has its own community. You know, it's little areas within a great area. I'm a townie, live near downtown, offices in downtown. Just thoroughly enjoy it. And but go figure out what you're going to do. Are you going to go to a barbecue? Or are you going to probably you don't get to shoot off any fireworks due to all the fires that we've been having here, and hopefully nothing happens to the Clear or the Anderson Air Station there, or Anderson community. What the heck? But, should be fun. Anyway, well, we're coming to our last minute or so here. It's been a fun week. When I see you next, I think we're going to be almost in July, but we won't be. I've got Adam Crum on Monday. I have the Laundry House Gang on Tuesday, and that's the first Tuesday of the month. Then I have Joni Skillbred. I asked her to take a different day, so she's taking the first Monday of the month, and then she'll be doing the last Wednesday of July also. So we're finally getting back to the normal schedule of my guests here. And then Monday, about the 6th of July, we'll have Ivy Hollenrank with Ask a Nurse program. And then on the second Wednesday of the month, we're going to have Nick Nugent. And he's looking at bringing in Libby Dalton Slane again. Talk about her dad some more. And boy, we could do a whole week with her and him on that subject. But anyway, hey, that is our show for today. You have a great weekend. Hopefully my tacos will turn out well, but I promise nothing, but we'll see what happens. You have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.